The state of Idaho is moving to ban powdered alcohol before it ever appears on store shelves. Oregon and Washington did the same last year. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
An Arizona-based company has a patent pending on granular forms of vodka and rum. Someone hankering for a cocktail on a hike or on an airplane would just need to add water and mix. The company calls it a revolutionary new product, but it's not available for retail sale anywhere because of a groundswell of regulatory opposition. Idaho State Liquor Division Director Jeff Anderson characterized powdered alcohol to legislators as dangerous, unnecessary, and prone to abuse.
It has inherent concealability that will lead to illicit use in venues where alcohol is prohibited, whether it be sports stadiums, high school lunchrooms, etc.
A preliminary vote in an Idaho House committee indicated broad support for a ban on the sale or possession of powdered alcohol. The product's creator, Mark Phillips, argues that would be a bad decision. He says lawmakers are behaving like a nanny government and limiting our freedom of choice. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.